Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you think of the idea now that it's closing in on this that, okay, the Browns likely now, I think it's likely, won't be playing in Cleveland in 5 years. We'll be playing,
on the lakefront.
We'll be playing in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, that's fine. It's
okay, I think so too. Mm-hmm. I personally like the idea of trying to bring in some kind of other really cool area to Northeast Ohio. You know, if it were an arena, if it were something else and they were doing this, okay. You know, if the Guardians had wanted to move the ballpark out of downtown, but yet put it in our area and develop, you know, I think what we've seen plan wise, and I don't want to argue about the money and everything else. Mm-hmm. Again, you want stuff like this, you want to be a big league city, it costs tax dollars. It just does. And in the rare situation when it doesn't, well, congratulations. It's very rare.
It's expensive on the ticket holder, though.
Well, it is.
But yeah, I mean, there's
it
no...
And, but that's
owners
okay.
Owners are looking to get their money back. I mean, right, and your tickets are going to be more expensive.
The users get to, you know, pay for it.
Yeah.
But I just think that might be a really cool addition to Northeast Ohio. And I think it could be just great for our community. I really do.
You're saying the new dome will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff that goes around with it. If they pull it off, and if they don't pull it off, okay, well, it's their investment on the extra stuff anyway. You know, I would assume that that's all part of what they want to do because that's what they've said. And I would assume that that's going to happen. And it's also easier to build all that than it is to build a dome.
I mean, if you want to look at it one another way, it expands the city. I mean, it makes
it
bigger. I mean,
it does.
Think about how, if you could go back and redesign the city in the first place, would you really have University Circle as far away from downtown Cleveland as possible?
It's about as silly as you can get.
When you look at like thriving metropolises that have like all the great things that we have, I don't.
University Circle is so cool.
It is.
There's so much great stuff out there. The museums and Severance and everything. And,
but if our schools didn't take us down there when we were kids, I don't know how much time we would actually have spent down there. You know what I'm saying?
Without question.
I mean, you take that drive down MLK.
You've been down there lately?
Last time I was there, I drove through. I was driving by MLK, and you see all the gardens that are on the way from, you know, the art museum all the way to I-90, and it's just like, wow, somebody really put a lot of time and thought into the way this looks and what it's like, and you can see a lot of that like New York influence that we have on the East Side right
That's
there.
That's really true. I was at the art museum over the winter. And was down at Severance. And Severance is such a cool facility.
Severance Hall?
Yeah. I saw the orchestra there. And you're right. Can you imagine if that stuff was closer to downtown? And I think that, you know, Opportunity Corridor obviously helps with that. Mm-hmm. And that's just an example of some of the stuff that does make our community even better.
Yeah, I mean...
And the fact that they've made it easier to get to now.
Let's be realistic. You know, when you're coming down the hill from the Heights, it's University Circle, Clinic in UH territories, and then Playhouse Square. I mean, that's really kind of the way it is. And, you know, with Cleveland State kind of a little bit in there, and you know, how do you bring those communities color? How do you bring, like, they're doing a ton of work up on 55th right now. And I saw some of the stuff yesterday in Cleveland.com about trying to develop some more stuff on the east side over there, on the east side of Cleveland. There's just, it's just untapped potential. And then when you drive by some of those, the buildings that are, that used to be factories, you kind of look at yourself and go, oh, I wonder what this was like when it was jamming.
Back in the day?
Yeah, when this thing was, you know, on fire and like people. And think about it. I mean, League Park was right there, right? So you've got all that area there from the clinic to downtown, but it just didn't make any sense when they built this city. Really didn't. It didn't. I just don't get it. Why University Circle and downtown Cleveland have all these great things, but it's just so far away.
Imagine what the downtown would be like if all of that was together. That'd be real.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Really cool. John's buzzing around in his car. Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
We are well. Thank you.
Well, it's 83 degrees. It's not too bad out there, I'll tell you that much.
There it is.
Hey, I'm not a huge fan of the dome, the idea of the dome and moving the team to Brook Park. But honestly, you know, when you think about it from, I mean, I know you don't talk about politics. I'm not going to talk about politics, just the money of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the money from dollars anyway. And
wait, say that again. You broke up. Say that again. You broke up on there. Just say it again. Yeah.
The money that they're giving the Browns, the $600 million, is coming from unclaimed funds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're hoping to do. Yes.
Right. But yet we are taking away hundreds of millions of dollars away from the libraries, from Medicare, from Medicaid, from things that people really need right now, to give it to the Cleveland Browns to build a stadium.
It's not just the Browns. It's not just the Browns. It's all across the state.
You're giving it to Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
But they're right. But the $600 million is going to Haslam for the stadium built.
Yeah. What's going to happen to the rest of that money? It's going to go to the Bengals. It's going to go to the Reds. It's going to go to
maybe Playhouse Square.
It could go to Playhouse Square. It could go to other arts and you know. I mean, part of that arts part of it too is educational. If you want to look at it that way, I'm just kind of throwing it out there, just a sliver. I know that's not the whole pie, but that's a sliver.
I know what you're doing, but my question is, does it make it right?
John, do you want listen? Do you want to have pro sports in Ohio? If you do, that comes at a cost. It unfortunately it just does. And if we don't want sports in Ohio, that's okay. But I would think that, at least it appears, the folks in Columbus think that having pro sports in the state of Ohio is a good thing for the state of Ohio, which leads to businesses moving to Ohio because things to offer employees and blah, blah, blah. We've heard all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to connect the dots, that's how you connect the dots. If you don't want pro sports in Ohio, it's okay. But it changed, it certainly changes the landscape in our state.
Jeff, that's such an extreme way to look at it, though, saying if you don't do this, you're not going to have pro sports in Ohio.
Well, that's we lost a football team once because of it, though. John, we did.
We lost because one man's greed.
Well, guess what? People own franchises. They're not like the Green Bay Packers. Right.
But read the room, man. Read the room right now. What's going on? Read the room.
I think that's exactly what the Ohio Senate just did, and they thought that this would be a good thing for the state of Ohio. Well, Mike DeWine apparently does. But he just wants to fund it in a different way. Well, look, again, John. There's so many things that could use money. There's no question about that.
Right.
Throw it into schools. Right. Throw it into healthcare. Yeah.
So, but John, here's the other problem too. I mean, if you keep the current stadium, you're still throwing money at that stadium. So, I mean, any way you look at it, they're going to be throwing money at sports. So, what do you want to do? Just, you know, you can have it or you can't.
If you want sports, folks, that's what we're looking at here. And if you don't like sports or if you don't want sports, that's okay. It really is. But don't be stunned if your teams move.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's basically that simple. Jim Schwartz is coming up. And again, you don't have to have sports. We do. We work at a sports talk radio station.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of sports we can talk about. If you want sports in Northeast Ohio, in Southwestern Ohio, it's going to cost money. And if you don't want them, that's fine. But then don't be stunned if they leave.
Here's the other part of it. It's not like I don't have compassion for everything that he just said. But, I mean, there's a reality to this whole thing.
Well, I would agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.